From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your 2-Minute Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 12, 2012. Last year's drought is the most likely reason producers are seeing more grasshoppers and fewer honeybees this year. On June 11th, I talked to Dr. Chris Sansoon, Associate Department Head and AgriLife Extension Program Leader for Entomology, San Angelo.
So grasshoppers are always an interesting experience in Texas. It doesn't seem to quite match up, although there are some patterns that fit. One of the patterns is we usually see grasshopper problems after a drought, and of course you can't get much bigger than the 2011 drought. One of the phenomenons that we see in West Texas is that if we get good spring rains, our grasshoppers actually get a little bit worse. So out here in the San Angelo area where we have the lubber grasshopper, the wingless one, we're seeing some problems. Central Texas always seems to have it around that Stephenville area, seems to be particularly bad. I actually had a phone call over towards Columbus in the Houston area where the eastern lubber grasshopper was having some isolated outbreaks there.
I understand that everything came a little early this year, too.
Yeah, even the grasshoppers were probably about 2 weeks earlier. So normally we say that we need to treat in mid-April, and this year we actually needed to treat back in mid-March to the 1st of April.
And what's this I'm hearing about per honeybee hive recovery after the drought?
I felt really good about it going through March and April, and I thought it was going to continue to rain through May, and we have just shut down the rainfall through May. And I think that's what the producers are disappointed in. Is that we had good flower production, so you would have thought that nectar production would have been good, but the bee numbers weren't there. And now, when we see our highest bee numbers is always when we have average to above average, and I think, I haven't looked lately, but I think we're starting to fall behind again.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.